Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So Sixers got two players, obviously, in the draft, one of whom, and the one that matters the most, is Edgecombe. Something he said last night we'll get to shortly. Look, Phil's horrendous. I mean, Jody, let me just ask you question number two and then right to the phones, because we're doing five questions with the Mac Man. And, Jody, I don't know that there is an answer to this question that's a good answer, but I'm going to ask it to you because this is what Rob Thompson is tasked with. Until Bryce Harper comes back and until a trade is made, and we don't know that a trade will be made for an outfielder. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Hopefully, but who knows. While this is your group, MacMan, question two. If you were Rob Thompson, what would you do about it?
There's not much you can do.
I agree. There's really not. I mean, we've talked about juggling the who leads off. I mean, you can, like, just never play Rojas.
It's funny that you went there. That's what I think I would do.
Just never play Rojas?
No.
Oh, what?
Put Schwarber back up at the top.
Really?
Yes.
Lead off?
Lead off.
All right.
Back to lead off.
Even that, so it's not a knock on Trey, but you're just trying to configure it different?
Just trying to shake things up. I don't even know that that would work because of shaking up or that because Schwarber would readjust and be good at it again. But again, just because they are in such a funk right now,
Wow. You
need to do something. You know Kyle Schwarber carries the and we'll get the call. Oh, he's not hitting three-run homers. He's hitting solo homers. Who cares? Get a run these days. I'll take a solo home run from Kyle Schwarber.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, we'll throw that to everyone listening. I mean, what would you do? We know, obviously, there's not much Rob Thompson can do with these guys. And if you want to say he can flip a table over to yell at them, I guess he can. But I don't think that makes Stott become better than he's, you know, showing. And I don't think it makes Castellanos play the way he did 5 years ago. And I don't think it makes JT play the way he did 5 years ago. The bottom line is the old players are declining and the young players are not. Inclining? They're not. Let's go to the phones. Gino in Northeast Philly. Hi, Gino.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey.
Terrific, Gino.
Before I got a Sixers and a Phillies point, but I wanted to say, Joe, I saw you on the YouTube yesterday. You looked like you were having a good time at the Kelsey thing.
Oh, it was a great event. I was going to talk about that. Yeah. So what did you notice with that event? You tell me, and then I'll give people more info.
The two biggest things I noticed was that, number one, I saw you emceeing. I saw Jason Kelsey look like he was drinking a lot of beer. And Cooper DeJean looked like every girl in the place was following him around.
Let me tell you something, man.
Good gig.
Cooper DeJean's living a good life right now.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Yep. By the way, very competitive. I'll say this. He had two of the better moments yesterday. So what you saw was maybe the outdoor portion. Maybe, I don't know if it followed the indoor, but at a certain point we went from outdoor water games drinking water games.
Get it in, Jody, indoor.
Okay, so indoor was like other form of drinking games. And so Cooper DeJean had the best celebration moment. Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean were dominating this thing as teammates. I mean, just dominating events. And they won a flip cup thing by one cup. And he was so excited. I think it was 22-21 in like 1 minute, you know, drinking these small little cups and then flipping them. And he was so excited when he won, he grabbed the table and just shook. I mean, all the beer went everywhere. Like, it went wild, which is going to be a great visual. I'm sure it's on social media somewhere. And then the other one, though, he then lost. You had to hit a hammer into a nail into a tree stump.
Oh,
and
that
he could not do it. He couldn't do it.
Wow.
And part of the problem was their nail got bent.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, first, you know, him and Sidney Brown are trying to like nail into a bent thing, and then they try to start pulling it, but like it he was so annoyed. It was very funny. But my point is that the really good thing is he's very, 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 very competitive, which of course is great for Vic Fangio and the Eagles.
But Joe, so can I just make two quick points about
sure.
the Phillies and the Sixers?
Please.
So the Phillies. You know, Joe, I know, all year I've been – like, I remember saying this to you when I called one time. I just had a hard time all year trying to believe in this team.
Yeah.
And it's just because I was worried about this happening. You know, it's – I mean, even if we get Harper back, you get to the playoffs, teams are going to do what the Mets did last year. They're going to pitch around Harper and Schwarber and make these other guys beat them. And they just can't do it, you know? And it's a shame because this is an all-time great pitching staff.
Yes, it is.
Starting pitching.
Yes, it is.
As far as the Sixers, I really like this Broom kid. He's a winner, you know? And I think we need more of that. You know, we're trying to develop a culture here. And, you know, he got hurt in that Elite Eight game against Michigan State. It looked like a really bad injury. And he came back in the second half. He played the Final Four game hurt. So, you know, I'm a fan. I just think the kid, I'm not saying, you know, he's going to be a stud in the NBA. But
right.
I just think those are the kind of guys you need on your team, guys that are winners, guys that have a winning mentality.
Well, it's a big part of it. There's no question. Major talent, though, is the major thing in the NBA. And I think unless Joel can answer the bell, they don't have the major talent. But they're building some pieces. And, you know, we'll see over time. Gino, give me an answer. For Adam Sandler tickets, by the way, today, a moment in a movie or a show when a character realizes something.
Okay. In Seven, when Mills realizes his wife's head's in the box.
Oh, my God.
Oh, buddy.
That is a very good answer.
That could win.
That could win.
By the way, with Broom, we haven't mentioned yet who his coach was.
Smash!
Our guy Bruce Pearl.
That's right.
Just for the
opportunity. We haven't played that drop in a while.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get it back in
the rotation. Remember that, Jody? So he was really aggravated one time. Was that halftime, James?
I think so. It was either halftime or postgame, but it was definitely like
let's hear it again. Smashed! And it was he saying that his team was getting smashed?
Yeah, we got smashed!
It was great.
It was so Bruce funny. Pearl is one of those coaches.
Totally.
Either you love him or you can't stand him.
Yeah, I love him.
Love him.
Did you see the video of him
with Cam Newton that was going around? He's got his shirt off at a game. Bruce Pearl like cheering with a bunch of people. And then like Cam Newton comes over and they're hanging out. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bruce Pearl. And here's one thing. He definitely makes sports fun, especially in college basketball where, you know, let's be real. Most people probably can't even name seven college basketball coaches anymore. I mean, most people listening right now probably cannot name the Big Five coaches. I mean, you might name one or two.
Absolutely not.
But, I mean, like if you ask the average person just out there on the streets of Philadelphia, can you name all five? First off, we actually have six of them now because Drexel's in. You know what I mean? Like if you ask the average Philadelphia sports fan, forget the person's not a sports fan, average sports fan, name the six coaches in the Big Five. They might get two or three. It's a shame.
And let me defend John Q. Public. They haven't merited it.
Well, the teams haven't been that good. It's not the they don't have the personalities.
Grab the casual fans' attention by actually taking a run at a tournament bid in your conference or something like that. The big the City Six, the Big Five have been pretty putrid the last three, four years.
Although, congrats to St. Joe's getting a kid drafted last night, high in the second round, which is awesome. I want to get to some Edgecombe audio, but before we do. Let me read you something interesting. ESPN yesterday, there was reports. Ace Bailey. So let me read right from this. Leading up to the NBA draft, Ace Bailey's representatives informed a team drafting inside the top five they did not want the team to select the Rutgers wing. And that he wouldn't report if it did.
Oh, come on.
My guess, James, honestly, because of you look at the teams,
you think it's
my
the
guess is this was the Sixers, because if healthy, they do have the most talent.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the Sixers were a rare team in a top five where if they're actually healthy, they got a lot more than a typical top five team.
This kid has been given the worst advice. Maybe it's him. I don't know. But he has handled this whole process as horrendously as any prospect in recent years that I remember.
No, it's brutal. I mean,
it's been so bad.
Other than theoretically Shedeur Sanders, if he was that arrogant in pre-draft meetings. Because that took him down five rounds.
Yeah, but I don't think Shedeur was ever going in the first round. I think that was...
Yeah, but to a round five drop, that's a pretty...
He dropped far, but...
I think
he was overrated in the draft
process. He might have been. Anyway, Edgecombe was the guy, and possibly Edgecombe was the guy in part because the Sixers thought this guy wouldn't want to, the other guy, Bailey, wouldn't want to be here and theoretically wouldn't show up. I don't quite buy it, but you never know. Listen, an entitled athlete, you never know where it goes. I mean, maybe he would not have shown up. What we know is Edgecombe certainly is showing up. He was on ESPN last night. So during the second round of the draft, Edgecombe was interviewed by the ESPN crew, which was a nice little, like, okay, cool, I'll take it, a little Edgecombe moment. And he was, you know, he was talking, and Jody, he sounds so wired to work. You know what I'm saying? He sounds so, I mean, those interviews two nights ago, Jody, when Edgecombe was, you know, with his mom and his dad and talking about the upbringing, and I admire him. And obviously we're all going to be rooting hard. What did you think of the Edgecombe pick, Jody?
Two years running, because McCain was the same thing when they drafted him.
Totally.
Said all the right things. I'm here to work.
Yeah.
No, I got a lot to do yet. Humility, which you always like. You want a little confidence mixed with humility.
Correct.
But both of them, I think, exhibited that after they were picked.
So
in
did
the
Maxie
interviews they did.
5 years ago. Same thing. Maxie was crying. And
5 years ago, I can't remember.
Well, no, believe on the Maxie thing.
I remember last year.
All right, so
that's
let's
about as far as my memory goes, Eddie.
Let's listen to Edgecombe. He was talking on ESPN last night.
Last night, your mom kept saying, we came from nothing. Mm-hmm. And we came from nothing. How do you think having that humble beginning will help you as you go forth in the NBA?
Yeah, it will help me take everything. Don't take nothing for granted. You say that. I won't take anything for granted, man. Every penny counts. Every second on earth counts, to be honest. So, just take nothing for granted, man. That was the main thing I might take away from this. Knowing all the obstacles and adversity that we face. But we're here today, so that, just credit to God for that.
Every answer he gives is the exact opposite of what Ben Simmons would have said. Every answer. It's 180 degrees opposite. Yeah. I mean, every single one. Now, starting the segment with the music of Nirvana. No Richie, but we carry on with the Nirvana spirit in the absence of John Mackman here today, who is probably more of a guess who kind of guy, if I had to guess.
Guess who? No, just plain the who. You don't need to go guess.
All right, great to have you with us, Mackman, here today, and of course everyone listening. Saria out, Richie out, but we got Devin, Jody, me, and James. Me versus Fritz, Sunday at 11:10 in Goff. Riverwinds, we will make the announcement at 7. Listen, this wasn't my idea, but our program director is like, you know what, do me a favor, don't tell anybody who won. Like, don't even tell Seltzer. Don't tell anybody who won, so I won't. 7:20 a.m. is when we will inform everybody, the public at large, WIP staff members, 7:20 a.m. on Monday to listen. And listen, Fritz will probably be the winner. I expect to lose this one.
And I'll give you another person you won't tell.
Okay.
Amy. She doesn't need to know. She'll be able to tell. She spends 30 seconds with you, and she'll know who won. Well, you won't have to say a word.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, 215-592-9494. I don't appreciate the 30-second comments, Jerry.
Yeah.
All right.
It was done with a purpose.
All right, let's get to question number three. So, five questions for the Mac Man. Now, look, this one goes obviously to everyone listening. But on a day where the main thing we're talking about is the horrendous Phillies offense, Jody, I will ask you and everybody, Jody, what aspect of the Phillies offense bothers you the most?
I could go really simplistic in saying they don't score enough runs. That's kind of the way the game is played.
That doesn't count.
That they didn't, I know we're beating up on this guy, and I kind of feel bad, but they had a couple young guys that you were hoping took another step up. And my guy, Bohm. Now, Bohm was god-awful and has certainly come around. Both he and Marsh were so bad early, there was only one direction to go but up, and they both have. But he's probably my favorite player on the team. And he's disappointing because at some point, I thought the power was going to come. And it hasn't. At least last year, he used to get doubles galore.
Yep.
And now he's a singles hitter.
I get it. Devin, which aspect frustrates you the most?
I mean, it's hard to really narrow it down. But and I know that I feel ridiculous saying this because I know that for so long we were like, just play small ball, you know, you don't have to swing for the fences. But I think that this lineup is built to hit home runs and to slug, and they're not doing that right now. At least most of them aren't doing it. So I want to see, you know, more power from the lineup as a whole.
So I'm really torn on this. I mean, there's a lot of ways I could go, individual player, young guys, old guys, the choice to even play Rojas. I mean, I guess the choice to even play Rojas would probably be my answer. Mm. Beyond that, I guess I would, because to me, Rojas is now, and James, you know, 8-9 years ago, I created the Paul Abbott theory.
Mm.
So for anyone that doesn't remember Paul Abbott, he was this horrendous Phillies pitcher from 20 years ago. And what the Paul Abbott theory says is this: anybody but him.
Yep.
That's all the Paul Abbott theory is. Anybody but him. And that's where I am. Rojas is a Paul Abbott guy.
Do you know what Rojas' slugging percentage is right now? You want to take a guess?
Slugging?
I'll say, this could be ridiculously low. I'll just say 270.
288.
Yeah.
He's under 300 slugging.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a big league player.
That's not big league player.
So, James, until I said Rojas about 90 seconds ago, I thought my answer was going to be that the high-priced veteran guys aren't carrying them more, particularly in the absence of Bryce. Now, the irony is that Schwarber and Trey have been their two best hitters this year, so it's a little unfair to them. But, you know, and look, it's a little unfair to JT. It's not his fault. He's just declining because he's old. He's caught a million games at catcher. James, what aspect bothers you the most?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely the Rojas as an example of the bottom of the roster. And just not even just the bottom of the roster. It's really like the half the roster. It's that they have so many holes in this lineup. I agree with you. JT, not his fault. Still a good defensive catcher. But he's a zero offensively. Mm-hmm. He gives you absolutely nothing. I mean, Bryson Stott has been a zero.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Offensively, like even guys like Bohm, who have picked it up and been better, he's definitely been better, but he still can't hit home runs. He doesn't hit doubles. Yeah. He's a slap hitter. Like the lineup and the lack of juice at so many spots in this lineup is easily the biggest concern.
It's tough. All right, let's get some calls in here. We're going to talk to Devontae Smith in 5 minutes. He's got a charity softball game coming up this weekend. That and obviously the Super Bowl and looking ahead to the new year. We got a lot to do with Devontae coming up shortly. Let's talk to Anthony calling from New Jersey. Hi, Anthony.
Hammer. Oh, man. Hammer. Don't disappoint me, man. I almost said a few choice words, man. Hammer, what's up, man? Get your head out of your hiney, man.
No, Anthony, I got you. I just don't think I'm likely to win in golf, but I'll win the overall competition. But I'm not going to puff my chest out there about that. I mean,
why? You've been puffing your chest out for like 2 months on this. You've decided the time to stop puffing your chest out?
Go ahead, Anthony.
This is what we've been waiting for, man.
I know.
We've been waiting all year for this. Come on, Hammer.
Anthony, let me ask you a question. What do you know about a Fabian war?
What do you know about the strategy of
a Fabian war? What do you know about how Villanova beat Georgetown in 85? What do you know about how the Giants beat the Bills in 90? What do you know about how George Washington beat the British in the 1780s? What did all three of them do? What did all three of them do? They outlasted the competition. They made it a long game. It wasn't about the start. It wasn't about the middle. It was about a long game. It was about staying alive, lengthening the game, a long game. Or shortening the game, I should say.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, not Villanova.
Shortening the game in Nova by holding the ball, shortening the game the Giants, and shortening the game by George Washington by running away from the British many times. He would just run away. You stay alive.
Right.
I'm telling you, Anthony, my approach is to stay alive. I'm telling you that.
That's the name of a song in Hamilton. I still can't believe you haven't seen Hamilton.
Listen, I take Hammer, after George Washington, Raleigh Massimino, and Bill Parcells. Go ahead.
Hey, Hammer. Yes. Every competition you and Jack have, you treat it like 7:45 on a Friday.
You're
Hammer.
Right. I don't want you to misconstrue my words here for my intensity at 11:10 a.m. on Sunday. I will give it the full go. I probably won't win in golf. It's the one he's considered the biggest favorite in. I can accept
I don't care, man. We don't care. Hammer, you go win. And no, probably not going to win. Hammer, you're going to win, Hammer.
Come on, man. Well, Anthony, I'll tell you this. If I win in golf, that'll shake up the world because
Hammer,
no one's expecting
it. You going in there with a mindset that I'm going to lose, man. You're going to no, man. We're going in this thing, man. Even if you think you're not capable of doing it,
every competition, man.
All right.
He's winning.
Anthony, I appreciate this. I really
do.
Thank you, sir.
Where
all right, Anthony.
Would you be without Anthony?
That was...
Honestly, you would be lost in this
conversation. Does Anthony get paid to be the hype man?
I don't know if Anthony knows. I mean, maybe in this one instance you need it, but you really don't need that firing up.
No, like, I
have
do.
Have you ever met Joe DiCamera?
No, Devin, you got to understand. My confidence has been shaken by how few people think I'm going to win anything here. I told you, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
Let it fuel you. Be like Jalen Hurts. Prove the doubters.
I appreciate that. I you know what? That's a good. I will take on the Jalen thing. That's a good way to put it. Hammer and Hurts united. I like that. Anthony, give me an answer.
Jalen likes that, but
Adam for Adam Sandler tickets. Give me a moment in a movie or a show when a character realizes something.
Hey, Hammer, man, I might even go lie to you. The hell with Adam Sandler and the hell with them tickets, Hammer. Let's
all right,
go,
buddy.
Man.
Anthony, let's talk on Monday.
Let's go, man.
All okay, right, thank Hammer. You, man. He listen, I appreciate Anthony quite a bit. I really do. What was I going to say here? I had something to say. Oh, Spuds, I want to congratulate Jason Kelce. I had a few different directions to go there. Sixers, Eagles, Kelce. All right, I want to congratulate Kelce and his wife, Kylie, and the Eagles organization with the Eagles Autism Foundation. They did have a tremendous charity event yesterday. I had referenced it earlier. And, of course, it was a two-day event. They had, you know, the bigger thing, you know, at the bar 2 days ago, and then yesterday in Seattle, a tremendous event. So congrats to Jason Kelce, Kylie Kelce, the Eagles organization. What they do, Jeffrey Lurie on down with the Autism Foundation, is really, really tremendous. They have helped a lot of people over many, many years, and it was a spectacular event the last couple days in Seattle. All right, let's get to let me tell you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who is going to win that 9-hole match play on Sunday between me and Jack? And second poll question, which, with Edgecombe now a Sixer, and they got three very talented guards for the future, and Grimes, pretty good too, which Sixers guard do you think will have the best career? A, VJ Edgecombe, B, Tyrese Maxey, and C, Jarrett McCain. Well, let's talk to a wide receiver that already has had an outstanding career. He has already proven himself as a Super Bowl champion. This, of course, after being a college football champion, Heisman Trophy winner, and Devontae Smith, a man of the people who's trying to help out the people with a great celebrity softball game happening tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park. That's, by the way, the home of the Iron Pigs locally, with tickets available. Eagles star wide receiver and Super Bowl champ, Devontae Smith. Devontae, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, man, congratulations on you know, having this softball game again. I love following this because you get your buddies together, you entertain the fans, you get a lot of people out there, and really most important of all, you're raising money to help people that could use it. You know, St. Luke's obviously benefits. The Eagles Autism Foundation benefits the people that need it within those, you know, those type of realms of life. So hats off to you, Devontae, to what you're doing helping out the community, man.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Devontae, tell us about the game tomorrow, playing some softball and getting your buddies out there. Who's going to be there and what is it going to look like? What's on tap tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, it's always a good time, you know, to get those guys away from football, you know, really the whole year with football. So giving everybody a weekend to get away and kind of do something else. You know, it's always fun to see the guys that, you know, never really played baseball and things like that, to get out there and, you know, see who the real athletes are.
That's right. So who's the best? I mean, we saw when you guys were playing hoops recently and Cooper DeJean was dunking and Saquon was passing it to him and some of those clips were going around. When you guys play softball or baseball, who's the best?
I had to say it'd be me or AJ.
Wide receivers stick together.
That's great, man. That's awesome. By the way, let me tell everyone. So a couple elements that everyone listening right now can get involved in. First off, you can attend. So tickets are currently available, and you can get the tickets to it. And what a great day this would be tomorrow, right? We're going to have great weather. Get out there. Take family and friends. Take yourself, whoever it might be. SpectreSportsArt.com. Now, that's the website where you can purchase tickets to get there. Obviously, you know, money, as I said, raised goes to St. Luke's and also helps the Eagles Autism Foundation. SpectreSportsArt.com. There's also a tremendous live auction. Obviously, Devontae, with your access to, you know, not, you know, all your teammates and the Eagles, everything. So you're going to have some really cool items there. And then also, I love this, Anthony. So you, and I know Jordan Spector, he's a phenomenal local artist. You and he have teamed up to immortalize your catch from the Super Bowl. We all call it the dagger. And there's a card that people can get to get this beautiful artwork from Jordan called the dagger, which people can get at Spector Sports Art. Let's listen. All right, Devontae, let's listen to the moment. It's Super Bowl 59. Your squad's up 27-0. Avante Maddox has just swatted away a desperate fourth down Patrick Mahomes pass where Andy Reid said, we got to go for it near midfield because we're about to lose this game one way or the other. Let's listen to the moment. Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith.
Hurts back looking. He is going deep and it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. You got a sudden change. You force them to turn it over on downs, and on the very first play, you line up the Slim Reaper on the left side, and he just runs by the defense.
Devontae, what was that moment like for you?
It was a surreal moment. You know, kind of a shot play that we've been waiting for the entire game, and, you know, when it happened, we were just like, we just need to go out here and execute it.
We heard Mike Quick say to the Slim Reaper. You appreciate that nickname?
Yeah, it's cool.
Devontae, man, so I'm sure you know, but let me try to dive into this. Do you recognize how much you and your guys brought joy to millions of us? I mean, you brought joy to yourself. And by the way, I haven't used this word yet. Congratulations. And I haven't used these two words yet. Thank you. Are you aware, like, did that parade show you how much you touched the hearts of so many millions of people throughout the Delaware Valley?
Yeah, definitely, especially, you know, throughout the city. You know, we kind of always sense, you know, how much not just football but every sport in the city is, how important it is to the city. And, you know, when we have success, the city is, you know, the spirit is up. When we're down, the city is down. So I feel like we have a lot of impact on the city, and it was great just to, you know, uplift the city and just bring that moment back to the city.
It's awesome, man. You know, the card that Jordan Spector and Devontae teamed up on where the catch is immortalized is called the dagger. Again, you can get it. Everyone listening right now can get it at spectorsportsart.com. $1 from every card purchase will be donated to the Eagles Autism Foundation. There are close to 6,000 cards in the set to honor, obviously, the moment and the championship. So get the dagger at spectorsportsart.com. It's also where you can purchase tickets for the celebrity softball game tomorrow. Devontae, so my typical co-host, John Ritchie, he's not here yet. He was on the 04 Eagles that reached the Super Bowl. He also played in a Super Bowl with the Raiders. And I have asked him before, and I want to ask you, so when you're in a game like that, preparing for it, in it, maybe after it, did you ever reflect on, like, how many people were watching you? It's probably a billion plus. Like, all the famous people. Like, did you think about that? Like, Jay-Z is watching me play a football game. Beyonce, nah. all the living presidents. Like all the famous people are watching me. Like, they all saw you score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Have you ever thought about that?
Nah, I never thought about it like that.
I mean, it's just a wild concept. When, you know, it's just, I mean, it was literally the world's eyes were on you at that moment. All right, Devontae, let's talk about how you move it forward. So, you know, I know Nick famously said, and I thought it was a great line, that winning and the winning at the degree to which you guys did is like cologne. He said, sniff it, smell it, but don't drink it. How do you avoid drinking it? I mean, you came from Alabama where it was year over year winning, so maybe you have more prep in this than the average Eagle because you've been through that in your college program. But how do you avoid drinking the acclaim? How do you stay focused?
I mean, ultimately you want to do it again. I mean, you're not playing this game just to not get there, so if you want to do it again, you have to let that one go just so you can try to get back there again and, you know, finish it the same way that we just finished it.
What was Saban's approach like? I mean, no one won more year over year than him in recent years in pro or college football, and that's all due respect to Andy Reid and others. I mean, Saban was a machine. How did he – now, there was an advantage once you have recruiting in college football. It's a different deal. But how did he do it? Because obviously Nick has established some of that. You guys 3 years in a row in the playoffs or 4 years in a row in the playoffs, two in the Super Bowl. But how did Saban do it?
I think it was a little different just because in college, after you go to the national championship, you're really back to work. There's not really too much of off time. So I think, you know, you kind of had to get over it fast because you was right back to work for the next season. I think that's the difference between college and NFL versus now. You know, once we're done, we have time off. In college, you didn't really have that time off. You was right back to it.
Devontae, to say your resume is impressive would be an understatement. National championship on the collegiate level, Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl champion, touchdown in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you've done okay for yourself. Who's the person in your life, be it friend, family member, coach, teammate, that can bring Devontae back? If you're getting a little big with yourself, maybe smelling yourself a little bit, he's the guy you go to say, all right, I need to take a step back here. You got anybody like that in your life?
I would say just anytime, you know, I'm talking to anybody from back home, kind of brings me back down, let me know where it all began at and where I came from.
You know, Devontae, I just want to say on behalf of everyone, we're all huge fans of you, man. I mean, you know, you go back, let's go back to when it started, 2020, here for you, 2021. It was very obvious immediately you made a big impact right away. You were helping out a younger Jalen Hurts at that point. Big impact as you guys made the playoffs that first year. And you've really made us, and listen, we're hoping for this for all the athletes. You know, a guy like Edgecombe, you know, basketball, Sixers just drafted. We're hoping for that kind of thing from him. You know, early impact, but sustained impact. And, you know, with an event like you have tomorrow, also the charitable side of things, you know, raising money to help, you know, people that are sick at St. Luke's and raising money to help people, obviously, with autism, with the Eagles Autism Foundation. Just a phenomenal job by you. So let me remind everyone, tickets are available for the event. Devontae has gone on record saying he or A.J. Brown, the best softball players. I like it. That's the kind of bravado I like. So everyone get there tomorrow. Devontae Smith's Celebrity Softball Game. Again, it's going to happen tomorrow at Coca-Cola Park, which is local. It's where the Iron Pigs play. Tickets are available, and you can purchase those tickets at SpectreSportsArt.com. And obviously it serves the role of a donation to St. Luke's. And there's also the trading card, which helps the Eagles Autism Foundation, and there's the live auction, which helps St. Luke's. It's all great stuff. Devontae, congratulations to you. We look forward, obviously, to seeing you up ahead in a couple weeks in training camp and obviously a season with high expectations again for your squad. Thanks, Devontae, and good luck tomorrow. And more importantly, I guess, good luck in the upcoming football season. Thanks, Devontae.
Thank you.
You got it. There he is, Devontae Smith. What a player. What an addition to Philly sports he was, Jody.
Here's the only thing I don't know about Devontae. Can he play for a coach named something other than Nick?
Yeah, that's a good point, Jody.
He's been very good under Nick's. What would he do under a Pete?
Well, how about this? It's his game tomorrow. Maybe he is the coach and player.
He's pulling all his strings.
He's playing for a Devontae. Mm. Devin, I said about, I think it was after the 2022 Super Bowl, because he balled out in that game. Like, I thought he had become my favorite player of the young, like, other than Lane and Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
And Kelce and all those guys that were on the older side that had won a Super Bowl for the Eagles in 2017. He was my, because you can know I love Ranger Suarez.
Yes, you do. You love Ranger Suarez.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, like, he was my Ranger Suarez a couple years ago.
I love Devontae Smith. He's one of my favorite Eagles players to watch. And, like, I don't even want to say he's underrated because I think we all know how talented he is. But I feel like we don't talk about, like, some of the insane catches. Devontae Smith, if you go back, like, the Eagles have his highlight reel on their YouTube page. Like, if you go back and watch some of his catches from just this past season, like, the guy's insane. He's insanely athletic.
He has that leaping ability.
These insane catches. And I also just love that his mic'd up moments, like, he's low-key really funny, too.
Yes, he is.
He's sometimes a man of few words, but when he does speak, it's hilarious.
Totally.
I love Devontae.
All right, I'm sorry, Jerry.
And the thing that I liked about the spot they just did with us was we played the highlight from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Mike Quick called him the Slim Reaper.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I remember, Joe, I'm sure you did doing your shows and like, how many people questioned whether Devontae Smith was going to be able to make it in the NFL because he's got needles for legs. Yeah.
But that's why it's so cool to watch him play football, because he makes these insane, impossible-looking catches, and he looks like he's going to break in half. Yeah, well, he doesn't.
Well, I think we always admire those that are built that way for their sport. They can sustain. Iverson.
Yeah.
I mean, that was part of the story was Iverson is he would be literally half the size of Shaquille O'Neal, and he battled with him. I mean, you know, very admirable. All right, to the phones we go. You can react to Devontae, Philly's horrendous offense. We might need Devontae to go play center field. Let's get him to be the new Bo Jackson.
He said AJ is one of the best players. I think AJ could have played in the MLB. AJ played baseball.
Yeah,
in the past, he was, so maybe the Phillies can use AJ Brown too.
AJ left field, Devontae center field.
There you go.
That's where I'm at,
dude. Let's do it.
Let's try it. Right.
They're winners. At least I know that.
Yeah. All right. JB in Chestnut Hill. Hi, JB.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. I missed earlier. Where are you playing your 9-hole game at on Sunday?
We're playing at Riverwinds, which is one of Jaws' courses. Yeah. Jaws says 8 courses, and we're going to be in Jersey at Riverwinds.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, buddy. And by the way, JB, you got to admit, with me being, and I am, the lesser player in golf, getting this thing to only 9 holes instead of 18 and match play instead of total score, some excellent negotiating on the way in the door. It at least gives me a shot tomorrow or Sunday.
Pretty good. So are you playing match play with skins? Like, you're going to, if you guys push the hole, it covers.
We're not rolling them over. No. It's not. Yeah, you can't win 2 holes on 1 hole. I mean, if it's a push, then that hole's done and you just move on.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Great hearing Devontae. I mean, obviously, those guys had a blast. I'm sure, with that. Cooper.
Yeah, let me give a quick shout out. The ones that I saw, so I wasn't at the event 2 days ago, but shout out to current and former Eagles that came back yesterday, which would be Jason Kelce, Connor Barwin, Bo Allen. Jason and Bo are very, very close. Landon Dickerson, Cooper DeJean, Sidney Brown. I mean, everybody was so cool. I may be missing one or two, but they were all great, man.
Brandon Graham, do you say him?
I didn't see him yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, I wasn't there, but from social media, I saw him at the bar.
2 days ago, yeah. But everybody was so cool, JB.
Yeah, awesome. Good luck. Play for the second shot. Don't play for the shot in front of you. You'll be fine on Sunday.
Thank you.
So, Sixers, I mean, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting what they do with the 3-guard system. I mean, how does that work? Like, I don't know. There's some Phil Jackson stuff going to happen? We got some, like, genius stuff going on here?
Well, I'll say this, JB. It's a lot easier if the big guy is in there.
Right.
Because, dude, like, let me tell you something. There's something about Embiid I really notice much, much, much more at games than watching on TV. When you are at a game and you see the impact that a healthy Joel Embiid can have of keeping people out of the paint. Like, there are players that want to drive. He doesn't block that. Look, Joel, when he was healthy, was a phenomenal defensive player. Now, he never got the blocks that Ewing and Olajuwon got. He wasn't that type of guy. But his immense size was such a deterrent from people coming in the paint, and it helped out so much the other 4 players. So you can run more 3 guards if you got Joel. If you don't, you ain't running 3 guards, man. Especially when they're on the small side as guards.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. You're not doing it effectively. They may do it just because they might be their 3 best players, but it's not exactly going to work, not in the short term.
No, absolutely not.
All right, JB, give me an answer, pal, for a movie or a show with a moment where a character realizes something.
How about the ending of The Sixth Sense? Has anyone said
that? Big one, buddy. JB, great call.
Sixers defensively this year.
Yep.
If they go with a small lineup playing 3 guards and the like, I hope they were watching the NBA final, because both of those 2 teams pick up at half court, if not in the back court, which I've been told for years, nobody in the NBA is ever going to play in the back court.
Correct.
No, they pick them up at the top of the key. Oklahoma City didn't, Indiana didn't, and they both played dynamite defensive basketball in the playoffs. They now have guys that you hope could. I know that Edgecombe can. Edgecombe steps in. He's the best defensive player out of the 3. McCain and Maxey. Maxey, I'll give this much. He was improved last year. Not a major improvement, and there was room for improvement.
Yep.
But before he got here, he was improved, and he was more aggressive, and I liked it. McCain, I didn't see enough to be able to tell you whether he is or isn't a defensive player. But if you're going to go small, you better play defense starting at half court.
Yeah, no, they're going to need that advantage. I admired the way those teams played it in the finals. Larry Brown, famously, it wasn't a full court precious thing, but he would do the half court trap. And every once in a while, you'd get a steal. But the main thing was he was just trying to knock 8 to 10 seconds off the shot clock for the opposing team, and it was very effective. They were most effective with that when Theo was in there because he was faster than Dikembe, and they could run that half-court trap. And, yeah, I agree with you, Jody. I think, you know, look, this team's going to have to play some creative basketball, particularly if they don't have Joel. Now, what we know is they have three guards that are very talented, and they're also young. Maxie not young anymore, but, you know, on the young side. So let's get to some of the audio of Spike yesterday after the Edgecombe pick, talking about various aspects of the backcourt, including which Sixers guard will actually become the best over time. Let's listen to something Spike said.
His ceiling. If he reaches his ceiling, you think he's better than any guard we have?
Oh, I have very high expectations for McCain.
Sure.
So
that's why I'm asking.
Not McCain.
Okay.
But I don't think. But he could, like, if McCain doesn't become as good as McCain can become.
So when he says probably not McCain, he's saying he does not think Edgecombe will become better than McCain, although he's saying he could be if McCain disappoints me and doesn't become what I think he is. But what he's telling you is Spike thinks McCain becomes the best player. Devin, 5 years from now, 7 years. I mean, we got to be – let me be more fair about this. It's not 5 years from now because Edgecombe will be still 5 years younger than Maxie. When their careers are over, Maxie, McCain, Edgecombe, who will have had the best career?
I mean, it's hard. That's a hard thing to judge.
It's a very hard thing to judge.
But, I mean, given that Maxie has had the most time, obviously, in the league, and he, I don't want to say he hasn't done anything, because he has, but, you know, they haven't won. I'm going to say McCain. Like, I agree. I think that McCain's future is very bright.
Just because he outshoots everybody? Like, he's just that great a shooter?
I mean, he only played, what, 30 games before
something
he got
like
injured?
That.
And
yeah.
And he was, you know, front runner for Rookie of the Year. Like, the way he's able to provide shots, you know, from areas of the court that the Sixers are certainly lacking.
Yeah, I mean, look, it'll be fascinating to find out how it plays out. I don't know. I mean, it's almost like the Phillies starting a rotation, and you know, like if Nola was healthy, who's going to be in the playoffs? Now, Nola's not healthy, so it simplifies it, but sometimes there's hard things to answer and good options to have. Let's listen to Morris Blake as he continued on, and you can tell whether Edgecombe becomes better than McCain and Maxie or not. You can tell Spike thinks Edgecombe's going to be pretty darn good. Listen to what he said.
When he's playing for the Bahamas, he has a way different role than when he's playing for Baylor, when he had a very sort of narrow role in do this, and this is what we want you to do. When he's playing for the Bahamas, they wanted him to do more off the dribble stuff. There was a lot more dribble drive. There was a lot more. And you see him, and you're like, wait a minute. I've been told for the last month that this guy doesn't have a handle. And then you see him dribbling like a guard, and you're like, okay, he might not have an NBA handle yet. But you start to come up with like this stereotype of what you think the player is, and I think he's better than what we have thought he is. I guess that's a long way to saying I think his ceiling is much higher than we have given it credit for.
Man, that's great to hear.
I mean,
one more from Spike because he continued talking about Edgecombe.
This guy, like you watch not just the Pacers, but you watch the Pacers and the Thunder, and you feel like they have four of this guy,
right,
you know, running around who is tough. So I think he can be a star player.
See, I was going to say that the flip side of that is he a star player?
I think he can be.
Okay.
Yeah, like I think he can be.
Now, I'd rather hear Spike say I think he will be, right? No one has said no one that I've heard has said I think he will be. But it's good to hear Spike say that there's more upside than perceived. And
I do agree with him. I had the same thought, you know, watching the finals and then with the pick. Like, the finals was full of, you know, athletic wings who could just run around and play defense and shoot threes and stuff. Like, it does feel like it's where the league is right now.
That, and also it's just striking how much the super team thing hasn't worked in recent years.
Yeah.
And it may be, you know, the league moving more toward a compilation of players. No, maybe
Which
not.
Which would be great.
It would be good for the league. I'll say this. I still think if you get the right combination of star players at the right age, and here's a key, the right attitude, it will still trump the combination of quality players. By the way, OKC may be growing into that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. OKC right? is like, you know, a lot of quality players with upside and a superstar, you know? Well, yeah.
But something that I really like about this draft and recent drafts for the Sixers is you mentioned attitude. I mean, yeah. The three guys that we're talking about, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and VJ Edgecombe, I mean, we don't know Edgecombe well, but just from his interviews and what we've seen from him in the draft, these guys are great team guys, right? Like, they have this great attitude and great positive attitude. Tyrese Maxey's like smiling out there on the court half the time. And, you know, going from the Ben Simmons situation, the James Harden situation, yep. like, I think that is exactly what the 76ers need. Like, they need that positivity.
Big time. That and star players that play.
Yes.
And stay healthy. Yeah. All right, so to that point. So we're doing five questions with the Mac Man. Jody, we're up to question number four. I kind of floated this out there yesterday, theoretically. I was like, I don't think they could, but I'm not sure. Jody, question number four for you. Could the 76ers, now forget that some teams couldn't fit Joel's salary in because they're over the cap. Some teams could if they're under the cap. Some teams couldn't.
There's one, the Nets.
All right, well, let's just.
That's it.
All right, well, let's just, fine, the Nets. But here's what I'm getting at. Forget the salary stuff with the trade rules for a second. Would a team two nights ago have traded the 20th pick in the NBA draft for Joel Embiid? Could the Sixers have dumped Embiid's salary for the 20th pick in the draft?
No.
Could they have dumped him for a second-round pick?
I guess if you're just throwing salary
rules
out.
But the point is that, yeah, I'm throwing salary rules out. That's what it's at.
Then, yeah, of course, Joel's worth a second-round pick.
Well, I don't know that. No, but, Jody, I don't know that if he screws up some team's salary cap for 5 years because he can't play.
Well, you just said don't look at the
salary. No. I'm saying don't look at the trade. You got to match salary on a trade. Forget that part. Would a team take Joel Embiid? I hand you Joel Embiid. I'm handing you Joel. You get him, but you also get his salary. Would a team take him?
And the salary rules are still in place?
Yes.
Maybe there's a team. I'd have to go through all the teams and all the rosters and say, if you add Embiid to this and you're in good enough salary shape, like a team that would fit is Oklahoma City. But I don't think they do it. They don't need to do it. So it's got to be one of those bad team's not going to do it.
No, like the Lakers. The Lakers make the most sense. They need a big man.
Right.
They're trying anything they can to win a title while LeBron's still there.
Like, I agree.
They traded for Mark Williams last deadline and then ended up reversing it because of the injury thing or whatever. Like, he would have helped them. They need a big man desperately. Like, I think if they're going to do it, I just don't know if the Lakers have enough, you know, to give
That's
back.
That's interesting.
But that makes sense.
But James, would you agree there are not many teams that would take
Joel
for nothing?
No, that's why I just said the Lakers. Like, that's the team that makes sense. Like, I don't have a ton of teams that make sense.
Yeah. I think most teams would say, if you give us Joel and we give you nothing, I think most teams would say, you can keep him. Which is sad, but, you know. Now, listen, there's a possibility he gets back on the track and, you know, I mean, but, feels shaky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.